Welcome everyone to Sunday morning celebration upon the sea of blissful awareness. Upon the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Upon the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Upon the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. On the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Upon the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Upon the sea of blissful awareness, ways of ecstatic love arise. Ways of ecstatic love arise. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Rapture divine, play of God's bliss. Oh, how enthralling, oh, how enthralling. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. Wondrous ways of the sweetness of God. The wondrous ways of the sweetness of God.
Good morning, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I noticed most of us have a little bit of green on somewhere. And I was looking around on the internet, seeing pictures of, you know, Kate Middleton and how she wore green and all that. And then on the way today, I noticed the hills are wearing green.
Yeah.
The trees very are green. Getting new green leaves, and nature's in tune with St. Patrick's Day. Or maybe the other way around. So let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father and Divine Mother, thank you for the life of Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you for your divine grace which flows through him. Beloved Ramakrishna, today, through our focus on you, May we know you more intimately. May we love you more deeply and serve you more freely. May your grace be available to all. Bless our planet with all its challenges. Bless those in need and those in crisis. May your ideals be more manifest upon this earth. Bless us to learn to appreciate and honor other religions. Bless us to speak and value the truth. Bless your devotees around the world. Bless those who teach and write and speak your words. We are all your children. Bless us to hear your call. Straighten our way to you. May thy will be done in all things. And now we get to say one of our ideals, which is one of the Ramakrishna ideals again. Today is a Ramakrishna day. Anyway, here we go. You, the aspirant, are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Your individual is God-given, and the ego is not to be hated, but appreciated and developed into a spiritual individuality. As I said, today is Ramakrishna Day, but before we start on that, I wanted to say something about St. Patrick's Day. And this is a day when so many people are looking for joy outside. We're going to parades and drinking green beer and having green rivers. And in my neighborhood, it's a corned beef and cabbage party, and I'm having the Irish potato. But we're all looking outside for fun, and that's fine. Fun is good. But I wanted to read these words about St. Patrick that show how you can look inside for fun. And this is part of a prayer that's attributed to him from so long ago, so attributed. It's also called the morning prayer or St. Patrick's breastplate. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth and firmness of rock. I arise today through Lord's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eyes to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me, near and afar, a loner in a multitude. Christ shield me today against wounding. Christ within me. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Christ in me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ on my right. Christ on my left. Christ when I lie down. Christ when I sit down. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in the eye that sees me. Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation.
Oh, Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep, and some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep, and some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Oh, mother, make me mad with thy love. Make me drunk with thy love's wine. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. Some of us dance for thy sweet joy. Some of us laugh, mother, some of us weep. And some of us dance for thy sweet joy.
In preparation for the Bhakti Fest, let's stand and say the threefold vow. Accepting spirit on all levels. Ready? Inhale.
Shant is going to come up and introduce the idea of Bhakti Fest, and we're going to do some beautiful scriptures and beautiful chanting this morning.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is our second Bhakti Fest, backed by popular demand, I guess. Just to recap quickly the idea that you know, how this came to be. They have this Bhakti Fest out in Joshua Tree in September, and I was looking, I thought, oh, that sounds great, man, I want to go to that. And I started looking into it, and I looked at all the things that they, the events and things that they have in them, and they had all these different platforms and tents and places to do postures and several like bandstand kind of things where performers would do music. I said, well, where's the meditation tent? Oh, they don't have a meditation tent. I'm like, how can you have a Bhakti Fest without a meditation tent? I mean, come on, you know? And I said, well, that doesn't really appeal to me that much. And I figured, well, so then the idea came to me, if we were going to do a Bhakti Fest, how would we want to do it? And this is what came out of that. I mean, we love chanting. We love inspiring readings, and we love meditation. So let's put all that together and do that. So that's what we're going to do today. The last time we did this, we focused on Ramakrishna, and the focus was Ramakrishna as a bhakta, and the world-class bhakti that he was, and I mean, the best bhakti ever, or, you know, and we the readings were focusing on him going into ecstatic moods and singing and dancing and all of that. And today, what we're going to focus on is Ramakrishna as the object of meditation, as the avatar of the age, and as the focus of our bhakta to him. And he is, I suspect, for many of us, or most of us, our ishta and the focus of our meditation. And so that's what today's readings and songs are going to be about. And, you know, this is just the opportunity for us to not have to be learning and doing anything. This is just be inspired and enjoy being a bhakta. So with that, let's get our bhakti on. Okay. So Preeti's going to start up with a reading from the Great Swan, and we're going to go from there. We're going to do a reading, and then a chant, and then a reading and a chant. And then at 11, we're going to do a 15-minute meditation when we get all wound up. Okay. All right, so, Preeti, there you are. Come on up.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Fest. I was going to make a joke about in the golden age, this would be like Coachella.
Yeah.
Fit right in with what you were saying. It's just not the golden age. So, I'm going to be doing this reading from Ramakrishna, The Great Swan, Meetings with Ramakrishna by Lex Hickson, who I believe came to visit us here at the Yoga Center a little bit. And Lex Hickson has done sort of a cultural interpretation and meditatively reimagined M's experiences taken right from the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, as well as with a number of the other key. So, we're going to go on a sort of an inward journey with this reading of wonder and awe to sense what it might be like to enter a room and come into the presence of this incredible being, this great avatar of the age, Ramakrishna. So we begin with some of his words. The sensitive mother presents various preparations of fish to her hungry children, plain and bland, or rich and spicy, depending on their tastes and their power of digestion. Just so the mother of the universe reveals various spiritual practices. This child enjoys every one of her delicious dishes without exception. Whether you follow the ideal of the personal God or the personal truth, you will certainly realize the one reality, provided that you experience profound longing. The same cake tastes sweet from every direction. Place your devotion wholeheartedly at the service of the ideal most natural to your being. But know with unwavering certainty that all spiritual ideals are expressions of the same supreme presence. Do not allow the slightest trace of malice to enter your mind toward any manifestation of God or toward any practitioner who attempts to live in harmony with that divine manifestation. Kali, Krishna, Buddha, Christ, Allah. These are all full expressions of the same indivisible consciousness and bliss. These are revelatory initiatives of divine reality, not man-made notions. Blessed is the soul who has known that all is one, that all jackals howl essentially alike. The ecstatic lover has burning faith in every divine manifestation, as formless radiance, as various forms or attributes, as divine incarnations like Rama and Krishna, and as the goddess of wisdom, who is beyond form and formlessness, containing both in a mystic womb. Everyone will attain God consciousness and be liberated. Some receive their meal early in the morning, others at noon, and still others not until evening, but none will go hungry. Without any exception, all living beings will eventually know their true nature to be timeless awareness. We start our journey. Visiting Dakshineswar Garden on the Ganges near Calcutta. A Paramahamsa or Great Swan is a true human being, one who has realized the timeless nature of awareness, one who has attained the goal of spiritual evolution. To meet and communicate with a Paramahamsa is to perceive through the eyes every sacred scripture revealed during the long history of humanity, to breathe the healing atmosphere of bliss and illumination that surrounds such a being, and to hear the resonant words of a Paramahamsa in intimate conversation is to commune with every saint of love, every wise sage, every mystic poet. This fully awakened being is a confluence of all the lineages of sacramental power. Where can we encounter a true human being? The great Swam, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, abides in a sacred garden dedicated to Goddess Kali, Great Mother of the Universe. Hidden within the perennially ancient realm of India, he lives peacefully, roaming and dancing through 20 acres of consecrated land along the Ganges River, just north of modern-day Calcutta. Here he converses for hours on end with his spiritual companions. As we now approach Dakshineswar Garden, we begin to intone spontaneously, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. May the perfect peace of knowing the One Presence permeate us through and through, pervading all space and illuminating conscious beings everywhere. The Paramahamsa's room is always open. He cherishes no sense of private personal space. We find him seated comfortably on a common wood frame bed facing east, his wonderful eyes gazing into the perpetual dawn of divine wisdom. Smiling with delight, experiencing only the innate bliss of primordial awareness, Ramakrishna is conversing with his friends about divine reality, its play as the universe, its compassionate manifestation through various traditional religious forms, its nature as formless radiance that shines at the heart of every conscious being, and its essence that can never be touched by speech or mind. This is the sage's only subject of conversation. Yet his approach to it is constantly new and unpredictable. Welcoming and treating all visitors as messengers from his divine beloved, or even as direct manifestations of that beloved, Ramakrishna talks and laughs with them, communing as well in radiant silence for more than 20 hours every day. He feasts with these forms of his beloved, dances and sings with them, keeps vigil with them at the mystic midnight hour, worships with them in the temple of the Universal Mother. In the delicate early morning light and again at twilight, the Paramahamsa burns incense in his room, bowing humbly and devotedly before sacred images and symbols from the diverse religious traditions of humanity. After chanting various beautiful divine names in a melodious voice, he sits at ease in his natural state of total illumination. We now enter together this country fair of sheer delight, which is Ramakrishna's room at Dakshinaswar. Today the sage wears a yellow cloth, enhancing the golden nature of his complexion. We prostrate ourselves at his feet, or greet him with palms joined. Gazing for just a moment into his serene face and shining eyes, our minds become calm, and we experience a joyous sensation at the center of our chest. We are enjoying simultaneously every powerful place of pilgrimage, right here in the Master's Room. We are in Jerusalem, Mecca, Benares, Lhasa, Lhasa. We are on every holy mountain, Kailash, Koyasan, Sinai, Tabor, Carmel, Hira. We are receiving blessings from every temple dedicated to the goddess. Her wisdom energy flows through the strong feminine presence of Ramakrishna, who calls himself a child of the mother, but who often manifests during ecstasy as mysterious Mahakali herself, great mother of the universe. We are miraculously surrounded here by heavenly realms and transcendent pure lands, where illumined souls hear divine words and travel through mystic environments that far surpass in beauty and power the life-bearing planets scattered throughout space. The illusory barrier to the past drops away in this wonderful room. We become the blessed earthly companions of Lord Buddha, Lord Krishna, the noble prophets Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad, the divinely transfigured Jesus of Nazareth. We are hearing with our own ears the electrifying discourses of the exalted saints and sages of human history. A profound silence blossoms as we sit before the radiant figure of the Paramahamsa. To attain even a moment of this inner silence, practitioners persevere for years in their disciplines of prayer and meditation. We now receive this precious gift in abundance as divine grace streaming through the presence of Sri Ramakrishna. The communication that occurs in this mystic room of divine presence is intimate. Each question feels like our own. Every inspired response of the Paramahamsa enters into the very depth of our mind and heart, resolving our pressing problems as well as those we have ignored or forgotten. Following this compassionate clearing away of our poisonous doubt, we experience indescribable bliss. Shanti, shanti. Shanti. The sage suddenly leaps to his feet and sprinkles us with Ganges water from his blessed hands. He is laughing like a child. We are purified and sanctified. Our subtle nervous system becomes the holy sanctuary where God manifests, appearing vividly under 12 petal lotus in the heart of whatever divine form attracts us most, or as formless radiance. The healing tone of the Paramahamsa's voice is more familiar than we could have imagined. Ramakrishna speaks, "My dear friends, when you hear one of the glorious divine names, be it Allah, Para, Krishna, or whichever revealed name is closest to your heart, if tears of ecstasy come spontaneously to your eyes, or if the sensation of weeping springs forth in your heart, this is authentic confirmation that you are awakening. The beautiful divine names will become your breath, heartbeat, sustenance, and joy, whether or not you are receiving sacraments or engaging in disciplines. Even the divine name most intimate to you will eventually disappear, and you will commune directly with the one reality. The practice of religion merges into the source of religion. One abides blissfully in the supreme source. An entire afternoon has unaccountably disappeared, enjoying discourses, hymns, and silence in the Master's whole company. The mystic sun thunder of gongs, bells, drums, and cymbals now emerges from the temple of the Great Mother Mahakali as the evening service to her begins. A warm spring wind spreads fragrance everywhere. The easy-flowing words of the Paramahamsa, steady and powerful as the Ganges, are simply her divine words. Her tender speech, flowing through the honey-colored form of Ramakrishna, blends with the beauty of all manifest being, pervading heart and mind like a musical wind. His sweet voice is imbued with the spirit of universal worship. Near midnight, we finally leave this miraculous room where conventional time disappears. The sage addresses us warmly. Come again. This open invitation continues to vibrate with great initiatory power at the center of our consciousness, whether we are awake or sleeping. We experience intense restlessness, thirst, and longing until we do indeed return to the oasis of the temple garden. Whether the journey appears as a carriage ride from Calcutta, or a steamer trip up the Ganges, or whether it appears as an internal act of prayer or meditation. Come again, the lilting tone, the unsuspected power, the infinite attractiveness of these simple words from the holy lips of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa now pervade our entire being. We have come to the lotus feet of our Master and tasted intimacy with divine mystery. As the playful sage often remarks, jestingly, if you bite into a hot pepper, whether you know it or not, your tongue will burn.
Start over again, sorry.
Rama Krishna
Krishna, Rama 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 Krishna.
I want to read to you from my favorite, the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna in M's original English. And it's somewhat poetic, and it's sort of like preaches. It's the mood of what it was like to be there. And this is in the chapter Visiting at Disciples' Houses. So it wasn't Sumswar, but in the company. And it refers to Ramakrishna as the master. And it was in March of 1885 this took place. It is evening. The shadows of eternity have fallen on the ocean breast and on the deep forest and on the summits of the mountains that kiss the firmament on high. They have cast a gloom on the boundless expanse round and about. Round and about this never, oh gee. Prince, so little. They have cast a gloom on the boundless expanse round and about the never-ceasing sound. Okay, so I'm going to skip this line twice. Cast a gloom on the boundless expanse round and about the solitary bank of the undulating river that sendeth forth the never-ceasing sound of its many waters. It is evening. What a miracle. And wrought by what a wonderful being. The birds have come together and sing on the boughs of the trees. Human beings, too, do the same thing. Those among them in whom the Spirit has waked up, they sing the name of the Lord. It is evening. The disciples would not leave their seats. With their heads upraised and their eager ears, they listen to the sweet name of the Lord chanted by the Master. Sweeter is repeated by him than any they have ever heard before. Yes, they have never heard another child calling out so sweetly to its mother, saying, Ma, Ma. It seemeth as if the drops of nectar fall from the Master's lips. The infinite sky, the heaven-kissing mountains, the deep blue ocean, the boundless expanse, the deep, dense wilderness, what is the use now to go amongst them in quest of the divine Father and Mother of the universe? What is the use now of fixing one's attention on the cow's horns or her feet or any part of her body. The Master has spoken of the udder of the cow today, from which to draw the milk of divine love. Is it indeed given to me to behold the vision of God incarnate in this very room? What else could have brought unto the hearts of the disciples, those that are weary and heavy laden, the peace that passes all understanding, and the joy that is of the Lord? What else could have made this veil of tears flow over with joy? Is it possible the man before me is God incarnate? Whether he is or not, my mind and heart and soul are his. He is already the pole star of this life. It is for me now to watch how in his great soul the Supreme Being, the cause of causes, is reflected. Thus did some of the devotees think within themselves. They felt they were blessed as they heard the Master chant the name of the sweet God, the name of the Father who taketh away all trouble, all sin, and all iniquity, and the name of the Divine Mother. The chanting of the names being over, the Master prayeth unto the Mother. It seemeth as if the God of love has taken a human body in order to teach men how to pray. Saith he, Ma, O Mother, I throw myself upon thy mercy. May the lotus of thy feet ever keep me from whatever leadeth thy children away from thee. I seek not, good Mother, the pleasures of the senses. I seek not fame, nor do I long for those powers which enable one to do miracles. What I pray for, O good Mother, is pure love for thee. Love for thee untainted by desires, love without alloy, love that seeketh not the things of the world, love for thee that welleth up unbidden out of the depths of the immortal soul. Grant likewise, O Mother, that thy child, bewitched by the fascinations of the world system, may not forget thee, yes, forget thee, entangled in this charming net of the world that thou hast woven. O grant that he be never charmed into loving thee. O good Mother, seest thou not that thy child has none else in the world but thee? O, I know not how to chant thy name. Devoid of eye of deep devotion, of knowledge too, that leadeth unto thee, devoid of genuine love for thee, O vouchsafe unto me the love, that love out of thy infinite mercy. This evening prayer, is it called for in the case of the God-man? For him who chanteth the name of the Lord day and night, for him out of whose hallowed lips there floweth a never-ceasing stream of prayers unto the Most High? Is it then that the Master observeth these forms with a view to teach mankind how to live and how to pray?
O Lord, thou hast lifted all my sorrows.
Thou hast lifted all my sorrows with the vision of thy face. Oh Lord, thou hast lifted all my sorrows with the vision of thy face. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. Hold it in within my soul, my treasure is thy name alone. Hold it in within my soul, my treasure is thy name alone. Oh Lord. Treasure. with the vision of thy face. Oh Lord, thou hast lifted all my sorrows with the vision of thy face. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Oh Lord, thou hast lifted up my sorrows with the vision of thy face. Oh Lord, thou hast lifted up my sorrows with the vision of thy face. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. And the magic of thy beauty has bewitched my mind. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O Lord. Holding thee within my soul, my treasure is thy name, O
I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, the big gospel. And it's M's experience of his visit with the Master. So it was Sunday afternoon when M came on his third visit to the Master. He had been profoundly impressed by his first two visits to this wonderful man. He had been thinking of the Master constantly, and of the utterly simple way he explained the deep truths of the spiritual life. Never before had he met such a man. Sri Ramakrishna was sitting on the small couch. The room was filled with devotees who had taken advantage of the holiday to come see the Master. M had not yet become acquainted with any of them, so he took his seat in the corner. The Master smiled as he talked with the devotees, sharing stories to make the point and answering questions. A devotee asked, "Sir, is there no help for a bound soul that is sunk in worldliness and forgetful of God?" "Master, certainly there is. From time to time he should live in the company of holy men, and from time to time go into solitude to meditate on God. Furthermore, he should practice discrimination and pray to God. Give me faith and devotion. Give me faith and devotion." Once a person has faith, he has achieved everything. There's nothing greater than faith. When the meeting broke up, the devotees sauntered in the temple garden. It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and after a while, M returned to the Master's room. And there, on the small north veranda, he witnessed an amazing sight. Sri Ramakrishna was standing still, surrounded by a few devotees, and Narendra was singing. M had never heard anyone except the Master sing so sweetly. When he looked at Sri Ramakrishna, he was struck with wonder, for the Master stood motionless with eyes transfixed. He seemed not even to breathe. A devotee told him that the Master was in samadhi. M had never before seen or heard of such a thing. Silently he wondered, he thought, is it possible for a man to be so oblivious of the outer world and the consciousness of God? How deep his faith and devotion must be to bring about such a state. Narendra was singing sweetly a chant. "Meditate, O mind, on the Lord Hari, the stainless one, pure spirit through and through. How peerless is the light that in him shines. How soul bewitching is his wondrous form. How dear he is to all devotees. Ever more beauteous in the fresh blossoming love that shames the splendor of a million moons. Like lightning gleams the glory of his form, raising erect the hair for very joy. The master shuddered when the last line was sung. His hair stood on end, and tears of joy streamed down his cheeks. Now and then his lips parted in a smile. Was he seeing the peerless beauty of God that shames the splendor of a million moons? Was this the vision of God, the essence of spirit? How much austerity and discipline, how much faith and devotion must be necessary for such a vision, thought M. The song went on. Worship his feet in the lotus of your heart, with mind serene and eyes made radiant. With heavenly love, behold that matchless sight, caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Again, that bewitching smile, the body motionless as before, the eyes half shut, as if beholding a strange inner vision. The song drew to a close. Narendra sang the last lines. Immerse yourself forever, O mind, in him who is pure knowledge and pure bliss. The sight of the samadhi and the divine bliss he had witnessed left an indelible impression on M's mind. He returned home deeply moved. So the chant I'm going to play is called Worship His Feet, and I chose a few of the lines that Narendra was singing and put them to music. So it's a slow chant, and the words are only spoken.
Worship his feet in the lotus of your heart, with mind serene and eyes made radiant. With heavenly love, behold that matchless sight, caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Worship his feet in the lotus of your heart, with mind serene and eyes made radiant. With heavenly love, behold that matchless sight, caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Worship his feet in the lotus of your heart, with mind serene and eyes made radiant. With heavenly love, behold that matchless sight, caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy. Caught in the spell of his love's ecstasy.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel incredibly blessed. I feel blessed for the teachings of Ramakrishna. I feel blessed by the from the teachings of our guru and all that he's exposed us to and taught us. I feel blessed by our community, and I feel blessed by all of you, you know, and your devotion. And to me, right now, we've transformed this place into a spiritual atmosphere that's stronger than any of the holy places on this planet. Right now, at this moment. And we're going to have one more chant, and then we're going to go into meditation. And, you know, I just would like, you know, for you guys, go into this meditation with appreciation, appreciation for all the blessings that we have, appreciation for what we're doing in this moment. Most of all, appreciation for your own devotion and your own effort, which are the most holiest thing you have going on that any of us have going on. And then just allow the spirit of Ramakrishna that's here right now, and allow the blessings to just wash over you and consume your mind and consume the noise in your mind and consume your heart, and just allow it to happen.
Mother Kali's holy boy.
I am thine in the heart, everything. I am thine, thou art everything. Fountain of brimming grace, look of love on every face, dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy, dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy. I am thine, thou art everything. I am thine, thou art everything. Fountain of brimming grace, look of love on every face, dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy. Dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy. I am thine, thou art everything. I am thine, thou art everything. Fountain of brimming grace, look of love on every face, dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy, dancing ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy, dancing in ecstatic joy, Mother Kali's holy boy.
Thank you.
Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. I am the river, she is the sea. Soul, are you listening? She's calling to thee. Give up your reasoning, surrender your will. Let mother's grace make your mind very still. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. I am the river, she is the sea. Soul, are you listening? She's calling to thee. Give up your reasoning, surrender your will. Let mother's grace make your mind very still. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. I am the river, she is the sea. Soul, are you listening? She's calling to thee. Give up your reasoning, surrender your will. Let mother's grace make your mind very still. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali,
rising to the sky on wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. I am the river, she is the sea. Soul, are you listening? She's calling to thee. Give up your reasoning, surrender your will. Let Mother's grace make your mind very still. Still dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother. She is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother. She is everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she's everything to me. Dancing on the sea of Kali, rising to the sky on her wings of love, calling out her name, oh my mother, she is everything to me. Upon the wave of the name of Ramakrishna, upon the wave of the name of Ramakrishna, I sail my boat to the shore of Isabel. I sail my boat to the shore of Isabel. And standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Upon the wave of the name Ramakrishna, upon the wave of the name of Ramakrishna, I sail my boat to the shore of his abode. I sail my boat to the shore of his abode. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Upon the wave of the name Ramakrishna, upon the wave of the name Ramakrishna, sail my boat to the shore and the boat. I sail my boat to the shore of his abode. And standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. And standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Upon the wave of the name Ramakrishna, upon the wave of the name Ramakrishna, I sail my boat to the shore of his abode. I sail my boat to the shore of his abode. And standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord. Standing there with a smile upon his face is my Lord.
beautiful vibration. Thank you to everybody who's had a part of this. Vibration of love, goodness, and bless us all, bless the world.
Ananda Rahu, may we live in divine joy eternally.